Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. Ann Zimmerman's our guest. Become a great member of our Brain Trust this year. Just this year, she's a new member. Co-chair of Business for Responsible Tax Reform. She's a founder and the owner of Zimmerman & Company CPAs. She is joining us to talk to us about the tax law and how it's affecting small businesses. Ann Zimmerman, welcome to the show. Thank you again for staying with me, and thank you for hanging out with us in that previous segment and giving us your thoughts.
Well, it was a good thing to talk about.
It was very interesting, and I appreciate both of you and Hillary both being on with me and to talk about that. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they did not know in that previous segment, they did not know that I was going to ask them to do that. That was pretty much extemporaneous. Okay, and let's talk about the tax law. I'm a huge proponent of tax reform, of lowering taxes. I think that they're too high. Whatever I can do to help small businesses get their taxes lowered is fine with me. I'm not the least bit jealous of big companies. I want them to have the same advantage. But I started warning people about the tax bill a year ago last April about what it was going to look like. I warned them again in September before it was passed. I warned them again in December when it was passed. I warned them again in March of this year about some of the implications of the tax bill. I think the tax bill was favored corporate America on the backs of small businesses. And as a conservative, as a fiscal conservative, a lot of my friends don't like it that I'm saying that, but I was not happy with the tax bill. What do you think?
I think you put it very well. I think that the tax bill picked winners and losers, and small businesses were the losers.
I agree with you 100%.
They're getting a very small piece of it. There's a huge difference between getting your taxes cut in half, which is what happened for big corporations, and getting a 20% deduction on your income for small business.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And some people, as of right now, some small businesses, and I've been concerned that I might even fit into that category, some small businesses won't even qualify for the discount.
Right.
For the deduction.
Your money because of your skill. Basically, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a consultant,
or a CPA,
that's CPA. You don't get this unless you're under certain income levels. So, corporations, they get a 50% tax cut basically.
Without any qualifications.
No qualifications, no fancy new forms, no, having to climb.
It did not complicate their life.
It did not. In small businesses, this new 199 Cap A is so complicated that we're still all spending our time learning the ins and outs. They finally issued some regs on it a month or so ago, and we're digging through those, and those are being kind of discussed and modified, just what needs to be changed and all. And the complexity is phenomenal. I read something the IRS put out themselves. And they've estimated that compliance with this pass-through deduction could cost businesses an actual additional $1.3 billion over a decade. Mm. Now, what's that do to the tax savings for these guys? I mean, another way to look at it, you can look at the average small business based on Small Business Administration, will tell you that they make about $50,000 a year. Some places it'll tell you $75,000.
Right.
And if you do the mechanics, that small business is going to save about $1,500 under mm-hmm. this tax cut. Okay.
That's right. They will. That's small businesses will get a tax cut, folks, under the new bill. We're not saying that. I've never said that.
No. They will get a tax cut. The problem is, they're going to spend more than that in the complexity of having to have
plus the fact not knowing how it was going to affect them because of the complexity affects our ability to invest and make long-term plans. Here's another thing. See, they roll out this argument about when I said, you know, what's fair about them getting corporate America getting their rate down to 21%, and we only get that's a tax cut, and all we got was a 20% tax deduction. And they said, well, corporate America has to pay taxes twice on the dividends too. But see, here's the point they're missing, Ann. Small businesses compete straight up with corporate America all the time. And corporate America, long before anybody pays a tax on a dividend, corporate America gets that 20% tax. It puts the company operating in the marketplace at a financial advantage over a small business and allows them to hire better people, pay them more, and if they want to, drive a small business out of the market with their pricing structure, and partially because of that tax return. I mean that tax cut. That's a layer of unfairness that nobody else is talking about, Ann.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's hard enough. Small business creates more jobs than anybody. We know that. We're the backbone of this country. You know, I could give you all sorts of statistics, but just know that we do create the job. And yet we're being treated kind of like the ugly stepchild here.
We should have, you know? We should have exactly whatever corporate America got, we should have gotten exactly the same thing. We're not children of a lesser God. We should have gotten everything corporate America got. Ann Zimmerman and I will be right back. She's the co-chair of business for responsible tax reform and the owner of Zimmerman and Company CPAs. And we'll be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.